The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Today I'm really pleased to be joined by Bini Fagura, who is a family law solicitor at Raiden Solicitors. Bini, thanks a million for joining us on The Parents Show.
Hello, Lydia. Thank you for having me.
Now, please tell us a little bit about your role at Raiden Solicitors.
Sure. So I am a family solicitor and I advise on a wide range of family law matters, including divorce, financial disputes, children proceeding and disputes between unmarried couples. I also have experience in dealing with urgent applications, including non-molestation orders and prohibited steps orders. I qualified as a family lawyer in 2012, and after having my son in 2014, I took a career break for 5 years, and I returned to law in 2020.
Wow. So that was a decent amount of time to get with your son. 5 years is a lovely amount.
Yes. And during that time, I also had my daughter, so they are now 8 and 6.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So talk us through how your career break went, because I think so many listeners will be really interested, particularly as you're a solicitor. You know, it's a very serious profession. Your work is very serious, very badly needed. And to be able to step away and come back, we'd love to hear how it went over the 5 years.
Yes. So, I mean, preparing for my career break was as daunting as it was, returning. I had mixed emotions of excitement and sadness, but ultimately I was looking forward to spending quality time with my young family. There were difficulties at first trying to switch off from existing caseload. I wanted to ensure my clients were looked after and experienced minimal disruption as possible to them. But during my career break, I continued to keep up to date with family law changes as much as possible. I was still receiving magazines such as the Law Gazette and keeping up to date with resolution. When I decided that I wanted to return back to the family law world, I read and heard many inspirational stories of women who had taken career breaks and subsequently managed to rebuild their careers, successfully following a return to the profession. I was comfortable that I could return to the legal profession when the time was right. So initially, when I felt I was ready to return to the world of work, I had to be realistic about what type of role I was going to do. By profession, I was a lawyer, and deep down, I wanted to resume a career in law, but I wasn't sure how it would fit in with my young family. Yeah, so I decided to take a non-legal role at a local university. And the reason for that was so that I could adjust to working life and also for my children to get used to me being a working parent. So when I decided to resume my legal career, I sought advice from Women Returners. Women Returners are a national organisation and they help women return to work by providing support, advice and returnership programmes. What I then did do was I enhanced my LinkedIn profile and other social media platforms. This was invaluable and it also gave me the opportunity to write for the Legal Women magazine, which is a magazine aimed at women in law. And that was simply by me just setting out, preparing a tweet on Twitter, and the editor of Legal Women approached me and asked whether I would write for her. And I have been now for 2 years. So when it came to a legal role, I needed it to fit into my life. I came across Raiden Solicitors as they stood out as embracing flexible work and promoting a work-life balance. So what I initially did was I approached Raiden Solicitors to gain some experience, just to rebuild on my knowledge in family law. I think it's really important to be realistic about what you can do, especially after an extended period away from the profession. And as each week passed, my confidence grew and I felt ready to start back as a family solicitor. I then applied for a solicitor position in our St Albans office and I was successful.
That's fantastic. And you know, Bini, it's so nice to hear your journey. And I think a lot of women maybe don't prepare or are so kind of overwhelmed by the idea of going back to work that they don't put maybe steps in place to make it easier. So your idea of going back to the university, having a job there to build your confidence that isn't your professional field, that was such a great idea to dip your toe back in. And how was that as an experience? How did it build your confidence?
It's just getting to know adults in a professional setting. Yeah, I had 5 years out doing lovely groups and lovely meetings with children and fellow parents. And that shouldn't be discounted, because you bring so much wealth and experience and your communications and your networks as a result of almost networking with parents. So, but I wanted to see how it was back into work. My husband, who was working in the city, it was always me doing all the school runs, and I needed to make sure that work fit in. So it was a good testing period, I would say, for myself, my children, as a family as a whole, this is how it would be working. So it was good. I mean, once I was at the university and I felt ready to go back, I was still at the university, but also going into Raidens one day a week just to read files and familiarise myself with an office, which was a really, really good experience. When I was successful and I returned, I secured the role in the midst of the pandemic, which had its own challenges, and I knew that returning after 5 years would be daunting and challenging, coupled with the changes that the pandemic brought. I knew I had to be kind to myself, and fortunately I was offered training and support, and Raidens were with me every step of the way.
What a brilliant opportunity to do one day a week, just get yourself familiar with the field again. But also, I mean, the fact that you were so clever in reading up during the 5 years, keeping in touch with kind of publications related to your profession, that was brilliant. I'd love to ask you about Women Returners. That sounds like a really interesting organization. I have to admit, I haven't heard of them. How does it work?
So Women Returners are a national organisation. They offer returnership programmes for women who have had extended breaks away from their profession, but also support women who just need advice in regards to enhancing and preparing their CVs and covering letters. So I approached them before I was ready to resume my career back in law, just asked whether they would have a look at my CV and top tips for interviews. They were great. They were very supportive, and they kept in touch with me during my interview process and offered advice throughout. Once I had secured my role, they asked me to contribute to their success story library. So they have a library on their website with success stories that women can read, other women returners, and feel empowered by returning. So I have done that for other women to read my journey back into law after a 5-year career break. And I've recently become a return to work mentor. With that, I will be assigned a mentee, and I will help a woman who has been on a career break transition back into a professional setting.
What a wonderful thing to do, like to give back what was given to you. Absolutely. In terms of support. And you touched on it, Beanie. You said, you know, it was nice to be able to have an adult conversation. And we don't talk about this enough, you know, in the first 5 years, in particular, of your children's lives. Your conversations do take a different turn, don't they? When you're speaking to children all the time and everything is about the children. So it is great to keep that adult conversation, kind of get back into it as quickly as possible. And importantly, build the confidence, your confidence, that you can communicate as an adult in a context that isn't Absolutely. Just around children, right? Brilliant. And so how would you describe your return? So you said Raidens have been spectacularly flexible and supportive in your return to work. How have you made it work for you?
So I started part-time, and I thought I had to be realistic. When you come back into a profession, I still had to have my children, I still had my caring responsibilities, and you know, that's what stood out at Raidens, that they did offer flexible working. So I decided to go in part-time, and I've been very fortunate to work very closely with an incredible team, and I've had support of a very supportive line manager who's been able to almost handhold me through certain parts of my transition. And I think we need to be realistic that when you have been away, you do need to be kind to yourself. I speak to many women who have come back from maternity leave after a year and find the experience daunting, or even if they've been away for a month on holiday, they come back and feel like they're out of the loop. So being away for 5 years, you need to be realistic as an employee, and employers also need to be realistic that it's going to take some time for a returner to slot back into a professional setting. And I felt that I had that at Radens, and it's gone at a pace which suited me.
That's wonderful to hear and so encouraging for moms out there, because I think the other danger is the longer you leave it, the more the fear grows and the more daunting it becomes to return to work.
Absolutely, I agree. And 5 years is probably a mid-career break. I think that's the way it's described. It's not a year or two. It's quite some time away from the profession. And when you come back, you've got the changes within family law that you need to keep up to, you know, you have to read upon. And also coming back in the pandemic, when I was practicing in 2012, there were no hearings that were remote. You then come back, all your hearings have gone remote. So you're learning that, also with relearning or just getting back to grips with family law.
Did the pandemic make things more difficult for your return to work?
To some extent, yes. I think that you'd benefit from being in the office all the time when you have returned from a career break. You want to be able to speak to fellow lawyers and just have support. And Radens were very encouraging about coming back into the office. However, there were certain rules around that. So there were times where you were at home and everything had to be done over Teams and telephone calls, but Radens were great and they were always supportive. When you do return, you do have a mentor at Radens, so it's good to be able to speak to someone, not just in relation to family law, but it just other responsibilities and how to manage your time with children and deadlines. And that was new to me returning.
And can I ask you for your tips? Because I think it's so encouraging to hear the path you've taken and how it's worked out for you. I'd love to know, what would you say to moms preparing for a career break beforehand? And do you actually need to prepare? Is it important to prepare, or can you just wing it?
I think it's good to have a plan in your mind of what you're going to do. Are you going to go back to the career that you left? Are you going to dip in at something else, perhaps thinking about voluntary work? So within my success story, I had some tips for women that are returning. And it can be daunting, after an extended period away. And the one thing I do say is be kind to yourself. There will be times when you may feel torn between parental guilt and returning to work. And I think that's absolutely fine. Reaching out to colleagues and friends, monitoring new social media. I use the Women Returners Facebook group for support. And you'll realise that there's so many other people in the same position and they can offer invaluable advice. I'll then come on to your network, building your connections locally, networking in person. I mean, nothing beats face-to-face meetings and social events. But if you've been away for a few years and you're going back into a role where you were currently, you may start seeing those faces again. You may have already been in touch. Where I was practicing before wasn't in Hertfordshire. So when I came back, it was a new area. There were new events. So it was great to just get out there and start meeting people again. I'd also think about updating your LinkedIn profile, connecting or reconnecting with contacts, new and old. Online networking is invaluable, especially if you're a parent. You can slot that in at any time. But more importantly, be persistent and confident. It may take time to find the perfect role for you. The skills that you acquire whilst working, they don't disappear when you're on a career break. You use them during your career break. And one point or one top tip that I would say is approach firms directly. I mean, it worked for me. I sent an email to Catherine Radon, explained my situation, and that's how I secured, some initial experience. And I don't think there's any harm in that. So it's just about your being persistent and confident, and the right role will come to you.
Brilliant. So many valuable tips in there, Beanie. Thanks so much for sharing it with parents and specifically moms. I think it's still the case that it's more often moms who are taking career breaks than dads are. And I really like how you used social media to your advantage. That was really clever. Like, LinkedIn is such a great platform for keeping on top of things and keeping conversations going. So I think that's really helpful to parents too.
Yes.
So if people were hesitating, if parents are listening in and they're kind of going, yeah, but I'm not a solicitor, or if they have other concerns around it, what would you say to them? What words of advice would you give them?
I mean, people, they may hesitate about career breaks due to finances and career progression. I mean, it's a big consideration to have that you'll be out of work and, you know, you need to think about things as a whole, financially for your whole family. If you are looking to have a career break, but you're worried about a gap on your CV, you could always consider voluntary work at the same time. But if the concern is a lack of career progression as your career is on hold, you know, it can bring you some comfort that when you do eventually return, you can continue where you left off. And I think that's probably where parents stop and think, actually, you know, it will put a stop to my career. But you can progress quickly when you come back. You can still reach those goals. And you've had a career break for whatever reason you want. But it's not then off the cards. You know, I've come back, 2 years into it. I've regained all my confidence. And I know, where I'll be heading. So, yes, it is a consideration. But I think that if you've just, within your mind, have that, you will go back and you can restart. You know, you will be fine. And also people may worry they'll forget about what they've learned, you know, over time. But I think if you dip in and dip out and you still have connections with people that you work with, you know, you'll still fill in the loop when you return, and it comes back to you very quickly. I think we're always quite hard on ourselves. But when I came back, it all came flooding back to me as if I was never away.
And that's actually, I think you've touched on something there, Beanie, that I think a lot of moms, before they have children, think that they might be a different person after they've had children. They might think that they won't be able to work again or won't be capable anymore after having children, or they don't talk enough about the fact that you actually don't change as a person, certainly in relation to your profession. I mean, why would you be a different person? And in fact, you're even more skilled after you've had children. You've learned to multitask like never before.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I think, you know, when I was on my career break, I became a parent rep with my children's schools. So you're still attending meetings, putting across your opinion. So it's not lost. And in fact, I feel that when I've come back from my career break, I have more confidence to network with professionals. And when I, you know, something that was quite daunting, I think when you're a newly qualified solicitor, when you go to business lunches in professional settings, has come quite natural to me now. And I think that's just where you come across so many parents at different settings, and you know, it's incredible. And I felt that's been a fantastic strength that I've acquired over my career break.
That's brilliant. You are an absolute ray of sunshine and positivity about taking a career break. And I'm sure you'll embolden parents out there who are thinking about it to take the step, because you made another great point that there's nothing wrong with taking a pause. There's nothing wrong with stepping out and picking up where you left off, because I think in so many people's minds, that's a regression. But actually, it doesn't need to be a regression if you've kind of kept up to date with developments in your career while you were taking care of your kids.
Absolutely. And as I've touched on before, that you can, you know, although you've had a career break, you feel that your career is on hold, you'll resume and you will reach those goals. You know, it may be that you've had a couple of years out, but you've done that. The reason that you have a career break is that you feel, you know, you have caring responsibilities, or there may not just be caring responsibilities. Some people just go for a career break for other reasons. And, you know, I think employers are more open to it than they traditionally were. And if the concern is that you won't reach those goals, then no, you know, I think you absolutely will. And you'll come back as a new person with different confidence and more to bring to the table.
That's fantastic. Beanie Fagura, thank you so much for joining us on The Parent Show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you so much for having me.